Golden Isles Pharmacy is your new hometown pharmacy, conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama. Golden Isles Pharmacy is not some fly-by-night pharmacy chain, locally owned and operated by Matt Donato, and yeah. All right, we're just going to go. I have no idea what's going on with this radio station, but this is the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Okay, so last night, if you're a Glenn Academy Red Terror fan, a little bit of a heartbreaker, right? The Red Terrors led 31-6 at one point, went into the half up 31-14, and everything was going the Red Terrors' way. On the other side of the bracket, Tucker, who most people thought was probably the best team in the bracket, was getting upset by Coffee County. And so it looked like the Red Terrors were going to cruise through Lee County, get a game with Coffee instead of Tucker, which I think is a more favorable matchup for the Red Terrors. And then the second half happened, Kip.
Namely, the fourth quarter happened.
Fourth quarter came up, and, you know, the wheels came off. And you hate that for Glenn Academy because they had a great season. They finished with 9 wins, 4 losses. But, you know, they'll look back, and, you know, it'll hurt for a long, long time losing that football game last night, the way they lost the football game. But these kids have bounced back. They're good kids. And in spite of it all, this is the winningest senior class in Glenn Academy football history, 41-13. That's their four-year record. And they go out as the winningest class in Glenn Academy history. And that's something nobody can take away from them until another group comes in and beats that mark.
This segment brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, Jessup Furniture, Catch 228, and Golden Isles Pharmacy. Coach Rocky Hidalgo is going to join us later in the show. And I think we're going to go ahead and jump in on our Greenscapes Landscape and Design Sound of the Week. So this is Rob Gronkowski after last Sunday's game when I guess there was kind of like a little celebration in the end zone. And this is just pretty awesome.
Rob, the Patriots haven't been making full use of the more relaxed celebration rules this year, but at following the final touchdown of the game, it looked like Brandon Cooks appeared to hop on your back and ride you like a racehorse. How did that particular scene come about?
That was not planned or anything, and we got yelled at. We're not allowed to talk about celebrations. That's what we got told, but I kind of want to talk about it. But I kind of don't because I'm in trouble. So I don't know what to do. So it just happened on the spot. It wasn't planned. We'll just keep it there.
That's good stuff. He wanted to talk about it, but he can't because Belichick will get on to him. How tall is Bill Belichick?
I don't know.
I mean, he don't look like he's a very large man. I can't imagine him whipping Rob Gronkowski, can you?
Not really.
High school football last night, though. Heartbreaking loss for Glenn, 42-38. Coffee beats Tucker, 14-3. I watched some of this game. McEachin got blasted by North Gwinnett, 38-17. Colquitt County, a number 3 seed out of Region 1, 7A, in the state championship game. 31-14 went over Brookwood. Rome, who looks like a pretty good team, beat Buford 45-7, and that is a whitewash. And Buford never gets hammered like that. Warner Robins, 31, Carver, 7. Marist beat St. Pius, 35-14. Blessed Trinity beat Mary Persons, 28-7. Peach County in the state championship game, like I predicted, by the way. 28-23 over Greater Atlanta Christian. Calhoun, 14, Cedar Grove, 6. Maurice Freeman, his Brooks County Trojans, came up a little short at Rabun County, 23-12. Hapeville Charter, 28, Heard County, 21. Mount Zion Carroll, 20. Clinch County, 23. Clinch back in a state title game. Irwin County beat ECI, 38-35. And Eagles Landing beat Prince Avenue, 55-0. And then Athens beat Mount Perron, 14-7. So, playoff championship games in the Mercedes-Benz Stadium next week in Atlanta starting on Friday. I'll be watching.
One thing that you will always be able to say about Kip Branch is he will never, ever miss an opportunity to tell you that he got something right.
Well, I did. I picked Peach County at the beginning to go to the state championship game.
He
I
mean,
it
he
doesn't
will,
take a rocket scientist
he will make sure
to pick some of these things.
That he gets stuff when he gets things right, which doesn't happen often.
I mean, kind of like Auburn beating Alabama last week. I mean, you've been riding Alabama all year long. I've tried to tell you they're not as good as you think they are, and they're sitting out on the outside looking in, needing a little bit of help today from the College Football Playoff Committee. And that's the only way they're going to get in is a little help. Somebody loses or the committee puts them in because they're Alabama. But, you know, I try to tell you, I want this to be a learning show, Jason. I mean, every week I come in here, I'm a little bit older than you, and I have probably a little more football knowledge than you, and I try to just let this stuff just kind of just, you know, come off of me and, you know, just kind of absorb into you. But, man, I still got my work cut out for me.
Which is why Scott Spence is here to do the college football pick'em for Kip, because he's so far behind that he at least wants to try and make himself look respectable, and he can't do that by picking the games himself.
Scott Spence is with Kip Rance because it's championship Saturday, and we call ourselves the horsemen around here, so we always get together on football Saturdays and pick him up. He comes and gets me, go to his house. You know, we watch football on Saturday. We got our Georgia jerseys on today. We were dialed in, ready to play. And that's just standard operating procedure on football Saturday for me to go get him. So he's with me this morning. Ain't got nothing to do. I'm sure he'll wipe the floor with you every Saturday, too, if he was doing this show. But like I said earlier, I mean, I could bring in a preschool four-year-old kid and you know, and let them choose symbols on Saturday, and they'd beat you in college football picks. I mean, you could pick a banana, a star, a rectangle, or something like that, and they'd beat you every Saturday. It's just the way it is.
So I would much rather talk to callers than Kip Branch today. As you can see, he's in rare form. So
it's championship Saturday, baby.
912-275-7017 if you want to get your calls in. That's the number to do it. 912-275-7017. And yeah, I'm going to take your calls today because I absolutely do not want to listen to more of Kip Ranch. Not today. At all. Golden Isles Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy. Matt Donato over there, Brunswick High grad, Georgia grad. Good guy. Check him out if you need, if you're in the market for a pharmacy or if you're just curious. Might want to make the switch.
That's a heck of a combo, a pirate and a dog. I mean, you can't really beat that, can you?
Oh, boy. This is what I have to deal with every week. You guys just don't understand how hard it is to do this show with Kip Ranch. Okay, so Glenn Academy, look, that's a heartbreaking loss. It was right there for the taking, and if Glenn beats Lee, they're probably going to win the state championship. I don't think that Coffee can beat Glenn Academy. Coffee's waiting in the championship game. I would go as far as to say I think Glenn would have beaten Coffee by 3 touchdowns. But not going to happen. There's nothing that Glenn Academy did differently. They had to, could have done differently. They had the game in control. The only thing is maybe hold on to the football.
They just ball security. I'm sure when Coach Rock calls in here in a few minutes, he'll probably talk about that. But it was all there. And, you know, sometimes things just don't go your way. And it just didn't down the stretch last night, and I hate it for those kids.
That's very true. Sometimes things just don't go your way if you're Kip Ranch and you're picking college football games. That happens a lot.
In that case, picking against you, things seem to go my way an awful lot. But we're going to keep a better track of that next year.
I hope so.
See, you do this fake news. I mean, I'm going to get President Trump to tweet about you and your college football boasting on here, because that's fake news, brother, what you're putting out.
And yeah, you know him. Matt is a BHS and UGA grad. Free delivery to the mainland and St. Simons. Drive-through and low competitive prices. 912-266-8140 and online at GoldenIslesPharmacy.com. If you are an elite athlete in Glenn County trying to maximize your potential, Advanced Rehabilitation can help. Advanced Rehabilitation offers sports assessments at their Brunswick and St. Simons locations and can help with balance, flexibility, preventing injuries before they occur, and overall athletic performance. All ages and referrals may not be required. Advanced Rehabilitation, 280-9205 in Brunswick, 638-1444 on St. Simons, and online at advancedrehab.com. Big City Cleaners and Quartz Cleaners have joined forces to make all your dry cleaning needs a reality. Whether you're on the mainland or on St. Simons, they have you covered and have been doing this for almost 60 years combined. Laundry, dry cleaning, fluff fold, alterations, and drive-through service to get you in, out, and back to what you do best. Free delivery to St. Simons. Big City Cleaners, 24 Midway Square, next to Certified Burger, 634-8688, and Corks Cleaners, 6201 Altama Avenue, across from Mike Murphy Kia, 264-3813.
That yard getting out of control, or you just want your yard to be the best looking in the neighborhood? Greenscapes Landscape and Design is your answer. Pressure washing, irrigation, and full nursery with tons to choose from to make your yard pop. Swing on in to Greenscapes Landscapes and Design at 6743 New Jessup Highway, or give them a ring at 912-602-0954. Greenscapes Landscape and Design, your landscaping solution. That's 912-602-0954.
So you're driving along, minding your own business, when no, someone runs smack into you. Your car needs body work, so now what? Port City Paint and Body. Lessen the headache by taking your car to the leading locally owned and operated body shop in Brunswick. Port City Paint and Body works with all insurance companies and cares about you and your car. Port City Paint and Body, Norwich Street, downtown from Twin Oaks. 912-265-9524. That's 265-9524.
The home for oysters on St. Simons? Catch 228. Catch 228 now unveils their extended oyster selection from all over the world. Maine, Canada, Nova Scotia, Prince Edward Island, and more. Also, don't miss happy hour, daily specials, Bloody Mary bar, and an assortment of frozen daiquiris. Catch 228 at the end of Redfern Village, 228 Redfern Village, 912-634-6228.
Get back in the game. Here's Jason Bishop and Kip Branch on the Jason Bishop Show.
Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show. This segment brought to you by Advanced Rehab, Sea Palms, Express Lube, and Nat's Landing.
And Sea Palms Coastal Realty.
Sea Palms Coastal Realty, excuse me.
Yeah.
One of my favorite times of the show, and you get to, he won't be doing any college football picks, but he'll be pontificating on the weekend review here.
And here we go. Mississippi State fans, don't sweat losing Dan Mullen to Florida. The Gators will fire him in 3 years anyway. Tennessee should have fired Greg Schiano. He never won a game at Tennessee. Nick Saban, you can't win them all. Quit being pissed. MMA 200, Conor McGregor versus Michael Crabtree. I'll take Conor. Ben McAdoo spends more time on his hair in the morning than he does paying attention to his team. Eli Manning and Blake Bortles, is either really better than the other? Braves bullpen just got better only because Jim Johnson is no longer a part of it. Tennessee, will you hire someone already? There are plenty of high school coaches that would take that job. Dan Mullen, Dak Prescott, nor Nick Fitzgerald are walking through that door, but Felipe Franks is. Auburn fans, be sure to shake Gus Malzahn's hand after the SEC title game. Next year, you'll see him in Arkansas red. Kip Branch, bad at picking college football games. And these are my thoughts. You ruined my line about the Tennessee because you talked through it. So I'm just going to reiterate it. I said, Tennessee, will you hire a coach already? There are plenty of high school coaches that would take that job.
And do a good job, too. Heck, I'll take that job. I know enough to probably beat Vander. Won't lose to Vandy 2 years in a row.
Could you do any worse? Can't physically do any worse than 0-8 in the SEC, right?
No.
You can't do any worse than that. You don't get negative losses.
They're on track, though. They've got Phil Fulmer back. Phil's running things in Knoxville again. The things will get turned around up there pretty quickly. It won't be long.
Didn't Philip Fulmer get fired because he didn't win football games late in his career? Isn't that what happened to Philip Fulmer?
He got fired because he wasn't winning 10 games a year. Now they're only winning 4, so that's why Phil's back.
I remember those last 3 years of Philip Fulmer at Tennessee, something along the lines of 7-5, 8-4, 6-6. That's what I remember Tennessee being the last few years.
If you were a Tennessee fan, would you take an 8-4 season right now?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Okay. Yeah. And jump and scream about it.
A Phil former team would never go 0-8 in the SEC.
Okay. So we're gonna go ahead and do our college football pick'em, because on the other side of the break, when we get there, we've got Rocky Hidalgo calling in.
I'm gonna share my mic with Dr. Spence here and let him say his picks too. So we'll go through them.
Oh yeah.
This church group
sounds like a plan to me. And cue the bed any day. Thank you. All right, so let's go ahead and jump into this thing. Coach Spence is going to pick for Kip because Kip's bad at this.
I'm picking my games.
Oh, God.
Picking winners.
All right, the AAC championship game, Memphis versus UCF. I'm taking UCF.
I'm taking Memphis. Laid off one game to UCF in the win.
11 TCU versus 3 Oklahoma.
I'm calling the upset. Oklahoma they have a history of choking in big games, and today's going to be one of them.
Oklahoma's not losing.
It's very difficult to beat a team in your conference twice in the same year. TCU is a good football team. I'm taking TCU to knock off Oklahoma, create some chaos there in the college football playoff in the last week.
You see how he's copying me, man. You see?
Number 6, Georgia versus number 2, Auburn. Winner's in.
Winner's in, and it's going to be Georgia. They've been waiting a long time. The loss to Auburn on November the 11th probably was a blessing in disguise for Georgia.
Georgia's winning the football game. It's played in Atlanta. Ask the bookies who they think are going to win.
Look, the first game, Georgia couldn't block Auburn. Georgia couldn't get off blocks against Auburn. Auburn did what they wanted to do on the front line all night long. And that game was at Jordan-Hare. Things got out of hand very quickly. However, this time around, Cameron Petway not playing. Kerryon Johnson banged up. He's going to have to be on the field at least 90%. Kerryon Johnson, 90% of those snaps banged up for the Auburn offense. I don't think that's going to be able to happen for Auburn. I'm going to take Georgia big.
Plus, Gus was throwing the football with a 40-17 lead with less than a minute and a half in the football game. People don't forget that.
25, Fresno State versus Boise State.
I'm taking Boise.
That sounds good.
All right. Number 7, Miami versus number 1, Clemson.
I'm going to take Clemson. I think Clemson's probably the best team in America right now.
I'll be pulling for DJ Dallas. Nasty Neal and Ronnie Rowe, sorry, but Clemson is about to boat race you guys.
There is no team in the country that is better than Clemson. I'll repeat that. There is nobody in the country that is better than Clemson. Clemson wins. They'll probably win the whole thing. Ohio State versus number 4, Wisconsin, Big Ten championship game. JT Barrett, not sure if he's going to play. If he does play, he's banged up.
Wisconsin's been disrespected all year long by the national media. They've been kicked to the curb. They're 12-0 with no respect. They're going to earn it today. They're going to beat Ohio State.
2 years ago, Ohio State went into a big game with a backup quarterback, and they won the national championship. Again, Ohio State's going to hammer Wisconsin today.
We've watched Wisconsin win some games late, blowing out opponents, but throughout the most of the season, Wisconsin has beaten inferior opponents by the skin of their teeth. This is a good football team. It's not a great football team. Both teams are going to be motivated to play because it's a Big Ten championship game. Both teams, there's a lot on the line. Ohio State has more talent on the roster. Ohio State wins. In the ACC, Florida State's playing today. Not in the ACC championship, but they get UIL, Louisiana Monroe. Florida State, Louisiana Monroe.
FSU. I mean,
come on, man. Florida State had to double their payout for these guys to come play so they could get in the Poulin Weed Eater Bowl this year. So I think Florida State will.
I'll take the Noles as well. In the Sun Belt, Georgia Southern at Coastal Carolina. Georgia Southern has just promoted their interim head coach to their full-time head coach.
And there's still a dumpster fire. And Coastal Carolina almost beat Arkansas, so they're going to beat Georgia Southern today.
My Eagles are on a two-game winning streak, and I think they win 3 today, Georgia Southern.
I'm going to take Coastal Carolina only because they're at home. I do think Georgia Southern is playing really well right now. Idaho at Georgia State.
I'll take Georgia State.
Long trip from Idaho, so I'm taking Georgia State also.
I don't think Georgia State's as good as Idaho, minus the trip. I'll take Idaho in a close game. And in the Big South, here we go. The Kennesaw State Fighting Owls on the road in Mississippi against Jacksonville State. Both teams 10-1. Both teams won their conference. everything on the line as far as advancing to the next round of the playoffs. Who you got?
See, first of all, man, see, you do it to yourself, man. On the road in Mississippi. Jacksonville State's in Alabama, man.
What did I say?
Mississippi.
Same state. Go.
And see, Jacksonville State, the Jacksonville State Gamecocks are a pretty good football program. And it's tough to beat them in Jacksonville State, so I'm picking Jacksonville State.
Jacksonville State is used to being in this position. Unfortunately, Kennesaw State is not, and they're going to get hammered today in Mississippi.
Now you know why I win these picks every week.
Jacksonville State's going to be complacent because they are a good program. They're used to being here. Kennesaw State goes in and wins.
Okay.
End of story.
Hey, what time? I don't see the Florida game on here. What time they play today? We're going to pick it. Oh, that's right. They don't play today. The Gators are off today.
They got a new coach.
They got a new coach, Dan Mullen, yeah. They're 4-8. They're off today. They're recruiting. I was gonna channel surf for the Gators today, but they obviously not playing. I'm sorry.
Am I supposed to come back?
But... No, there's no comeback. I mean, the Gators, they don't have a game today.
No, because the only game in the SEC doesn't include Florida or Alabama.
Yeah, what time does the Tide, what time do they play today? Oh, that's right. Nick Saban will be on the set in Atlanta, probably doing, he'd be doing some color commentary during the pregame today, won't he?
I would imagine.
Okay.
Okay, on the other side of the break, joining us via the Pristine Water landline will be the head coach of the Glen Academy Red Terriers, Coach Rocky Hidalgo.
Banners, yard signs, koozies, and so much more. Specialty advertising products? Coconut Kev's a full-service ad specialty dealer. Located off of exit 58 and a half mile east next to Dollar General. Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 8 to noon. So get over to Coconut Kev's or give them a call, 912-832-2141. Or find Coconut Kev's on Facebook.
Son, have her home early.
Yes, sir. Wow, your dad sure is protective.
That's right. Daddy loves me, even more than you love your car, if that's possible.
Don't take your car to just anyone, because anybody can change your oil. But Express Lube and Car Wash will give your car the special treatment that it deserves.
Boy, I sure hope you treat me as well as you do your car.
Yes, we all know Pristine Water for their unrivaled pool service here in the Golden Isles, but did you know that Pristine Water also will service your home or business with purified bottled water and pristine coffee? Yes, you heard me right. Pristine Water will deliver purified, chemical-free, highly oxygenated water and pristine master roast and other coffee favorites weekly. All condiments and supplies available, creamers, sugars, etc. Pristine Water, 912-264-9233, 166 Key Circle Drive. Golden Isles Pharmacy is your new hometown pharmacy, conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama. Golden Isles Pharmacy is not some fly-by-night pharmacy chain, locally owned and operated by Matt Donato. And yeah, you know him. Matt is a BHS and UGA grad. Free delivery to the mainland and St. Simons. Drive-through and low competitive prices. 912-266-8140 and online at GoldenIslesPharmacy.com.
When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in Sea Palms Resort or call us 912-638-6660. And you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com.
The George's Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simons. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mowry Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
More Southern Sports Talk. Here's Jason Bishop and Kip Branch.
back on the Jason Bishop Show with
the expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Ortho.
Good Lord, what a dumpster fire this show has been today. And it's not even our fault. We didn't program the show. The folks that programmed the show, we're going to have a nice little chat after the show. It's going to be fun.
It's championship Saturday, man.
Okay, so joining us via right now the Pristine Water landline is the head coach of the Glen Academy Red Terriers, Coach Rocky Hidalgo. Coach, are you there?
I'm here.
All right, fantastic. Coach, I know probably a little bit of a somber mood for you coming off a Final Four loss and the tough way that you came across that loss. Talk a little bit about what happened in the game, Coach.
Our kids played really hard last night. Played really great in the first half, and honestly, we just thought we played really hard in the second half, and we just turned the ball over, man, and it is what it is. Not gonna beat the kids up about it, not gonna rehash it. It is what it's not, it's nothing anybody did purposely. I mean, it's kids played really hard. It's something, you know, and it's just, it's unfortunate. I feel for them, really, really sad for them, and, you know, and the way the season ended, and, you know, gotta just a life lesson. Nothing's given in life, and gotta move forward. Take up some equipment next week and get ready for the 2018 season.
Coach, I want to thank you for coming on this morning. I know it's hard to come on after a heartbreaking loss, but talk about the senior class, because when we look back on this senior group, the winningest senior class in Glen Academy football history. You're going to have fond memories of this group, won't you?
Yeah, great kids. I mean, you go down the board. I mean, there's not a lot of fluff in this class. It's pretty much, we don't have a lot of kids in them, but they're pretty much all good football players. And, you know, just the guys who played their tail off. I mean, they played hard last night. I mean, it was not an issue about effort or execution. It's just we put the ball on the ground in the second half, and that's really what it came down to. But when you look at guys like Hunter Hall and Kane Cruz, Brandon Jernigan, the Delaney boys, I mean, Marvin Dallas, Patrick Fulton. I mean, just go on and on. Josh Anderson, those guys are all really good football players. Tyler Grant, some guys that, you know, fought through a lot of adversity this year, and they played incredibly hard.
Coach, in control of the game there until, you know, later in the second half, and then inexplicably, I'd be honest with you, I've never seen anything like that where the ball had stripped and fumbled in such a short span of time in a football game. Coach, is there anything you can attribute that to, or is that just one of those weird things that just happened?
I don't think it's anything. Just kind of the way life works sometimes. I think we told the kids at halftime we needed two drives and two scores and the game would be over with. We got one of them and one more would have finished the game, and just couldn't do it. I mean, from going in, you know, four times, and they never stopped us, really never slowed us down. And two of those, one run back for a touchdown, one run back deep, and, you know, I think they got it on about the 6-yard line. And they got a good football team. I'll give them credit for that. They do, but – you know, it's a game we probably should have won and didn't, and just going to have to live with it.
Coach Kane Cruz, I know he's probably heartbroken over that last turnover and in the football game, but, Coach, he had a fantastic game running the football, and throughout this whole season he's battled injuries, and you've said it many, many times, he's just a great high school football player. Talk a little bit about him, and I know you probably – had to console him a little bit after that football game last night.
Yeah, you know, I mean, his track was a little wide on that last play, and, you know, we didn't get the ball in the mesh there. It just kind of is what it is. Kane's a great player, great kid. I mean, can do pretty much anything. That's the thing about him, that he's such a really good athlete. I mean, he could play anywhere on a football field. Competitive kid. I mean, he was pretty broken up last night, but, I mean, it's – nobody's at fault. I mean, you can't – I mean, it's not a blame game. It's none of those things. And the good thing about our kids is they play for each other, and that never entered anybody's mind last night.
Coach, when you and I, the very first conversation that you and I ever had, you point-blank told me that you were here not to coach a football team. You were here to build a football program. 4 years after that conversation, Coach – You've now had two Elite Eight appearances, one Final Four appearance, and a state championship game appearance. I know it's one day after that tough loss, but have you had an opportunity to kind of look back and say, man, you know what, I've actually done a really good job here?
Well, you know, I think the thing that, to me, that stands out more than anything is we've been able to get our kids to play at a very high level. I think the thing that we do better than anybody else is our kids play harder than anybody else. And I don't think anybody who's ever played us could argue that. I think we've sold our kids on something and they bought into it. And we haven't been the most talented team on the field quite a few times, to be honest with you. We've managed to come out and win games against teams that were more talented than us over the last 4 years. And that comes down to, it's not having great players. It's about having a great football team. I think this team was indicative of that. It was a team that really just bought into what we're doing and played incredibly hard and did what they were asked to do. In terms of all that other stuff, you know, we got to go back to work. I'm more of a forward looking thinker and look forward to the next thing. You know, we got a football team to field in 2018, and that starts Monday.
Coach, let's change it up a little bit. I know it's hard to come on here and talk about a tough, heartbreaking loss at the end of your season. A lot of things going on in college football right now. I'll ask you, Jimbo Fisher to Texas A&M, what do you think about that move?
I think it's a good hire for Texas A&M. It'll be interesting to see if he does any better than Kevin Sumlin there. I think, to me, it doesn't make sense for those guys to fire Kevin Sumlin. And, you know, I think, you know, everybody talks about the Nick Saban effect in college football. I think they need to apply that across the board in the college university system. But I think every college chancellor who doesn't have their school surpass, you know, Stanford's academics in 3 years, I think he should get fired. And let's put them on the other side of the pitchfork a little bit. I think at the end of the day, you know, Fisher knows how to run a program. He'll go over there and win. Is he going to win more than Kevin Sumlin? Who knows?
Coach, I want to thank you for taking the time out of your Saturday morning. I'm sure it was a late night for you guys, and I just want to thank you for coming on. And congratulations on a great season. Congratulations on the job that you've done at Glenn Academy, and I'm sure that we are very excited about future things to come for the Red Terriers because you're our football coach. So we appreciate you, Coach, and have a good Saturday.
Thank you.
All right. Coach Rocky Hidalgo, the Glenn Academy Red Terror head coach, coming off a tough loss to Lee County where the game was in hand at one point, 31-6 lead, 31-14 lead in the locker room at the half, and then just couldn't hold on to the football.
And, you know, I was thinking about the three local high school coaches, you know, Coach Derek, heartbreaking end of the season. Coach Pender, heartbreaking end of the season. And then last night for Glenn Academy, Coach Hidalgo, just absolute heartbreak because they were in total control of that football game. And sometimes in life, like Coach said, the ball just doesn't bounce your way sometimes. And that's a life lesson that you learn.
We're going to take the risk of going to commercial and hope everything runs correctly.
Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
So you're driving along, minding your own business, when, no! Someone runs smack into you. Your car needs body work, so now what? Port City Paint and Body. Lessen the headache by taking your car to the leading locally owned and operated body shop in Brunswick. Port City Paint and Body works with all insurance companies and cares about you and your car. Port City Paint and Body, Norwood Street, downtown from Twin Oaks. 912-265-9524. That's 265-9524.
If you are an elite athlete in Glenn County trying to maximize your potential, Advanced Rehabilitation can help. Advanced Rehabilitation offers sports assessments at their Brunswick and St. Simons locations and can help with balance, flexibility, preventing injuries before they occur, and overall athletic performance. All ages and referrals may not be required. Advanced Rehabilitation, 280-9205 in Brunswick, 638-1444 on St. Simons and online at advancedrehab.com. Big City Cleaners and Quartz Cleaners have joined forces to make all your dry cleaning needs a reality. Whether you're on the mainland or on St. Simons, they have you covered and have been doing this for almost 60 years combined. Laundry, dry cleaning, fluff fold, alterations, and drive-through service to get you in, out, and back to what you do best. Free delivery to St. Simons, Big City Cleaners, 24 Midway Square, next to Certified Burgers, 634-8688, and Quartz Cleaners, 6201 Altama Avenue, across from Mike Murphy Kia, 264-3813.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. Glenn goes down in a heartbreaker in the final four of the GHSA playoffs. A tough one to take. At one point, the Red Terrors led 31-6 and took a 31-14 advantage into the locker room at the half. However, the second half was a completely different story. Glenn was outscored 28-7 in the final two quarters and went down to Lee County 42-38. Nothing to hang your head about, though, Red Terrors. Congrats on a great season. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Be sure to tune in to the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. on 93.7 WBQO.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
Jason Bishop and Kip Branch.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch.
Stream the show on demand at Southern Sports Edition.
Man, I have no idea. No clue. All I know is that whoever programmed this show today, they won't have a job on Monday. I can tell you that.
The Nick Saban effect.
Yeah. What a dumpster fire. I think now, so this is our fourth segment. We still should have two more segments. I don't think we're going to have another break. I think we're done with breaks. I think we're a break short, and so we're basically going to have 14 minutes of listening to Kip tell us about something that he was right about.
I mean, that could take about 2 hours. I mean, when it comes to, like, talking sports with you, I mean, Jacksonville State, they're the number one team in their division. And you picked Kennesaw to beat them at home today.
Kennesaw State's really good.
Okay. They're really good.
And the other thing I want to say is, who really cares what state Jacksonville State's in?
Oh, that's what I mean, we just have.
Does anybody really care that they're in Alabama?
We just have.
Not really.
We just have a little comedy relief, man. It's championship Saturday, man. Lighten up.
Hey, man, I'm just telling you the truth about one thing that you can guarantee yourself about Jason Bishop. 100%, he's always going to tell you the truth.
Okay. I believe that.
Yeah, it's true.
I believe that.
This segment brought to you by Fox's Pizza, Big City Cleaners, Alan Tucker, and Urgent Med 1 and Urgent Med Plus. Any kind of medical needs, Urgent Med 1 and Urgent Med Plus get you in, out, and on with your life. Okay, college football playoff. So I don't think we're going to have a break between the two segments, so we're going to have to kind of jam-pack these things. But let's start with the college football playoff. We're going to get you everything that we need you to know. This is what we do know 100%. The winner of Miami and Clemson are in. The winner of Georgia and Auburn are in. Beyond that, there are no guarantees.
Mm.
No guarantees. Even if Wisconsin wins out, even if Wisconsin wins the Big Ten championship game today, I'm pretty certain they're in, but I don't think that's a guarantee either.
Mm. I think if Wisconsin wins and they'll be 13-0, there would be just a public outcry if they're not in the playoffs.
Again, you know what? You and I agree on that, but I'm just saying I don't think that's a 100% lock. That's all I'm saying. Well, I think they should be in, and they probably will be. But I don't know that it's 100% like it is with the winner of the ACC and the SEC getting in.
No, you're right. I've been, you know.
Whoa.
I've been watching these shows, okay? And the media is doing their best to lobby Ohio State in this playoff. I mean, it's so. They did it on Tuesday night when the college football rankings came out. You know, based on my picks that I made today. And it could be totally wrong. There could be a scenario where the top four teams lose today. Then what happens with this whole playoff system?
Notre Dame gets in with three losses.
Wow. There'll be some that would probably be advocating that.
It's a possibility.
Yeah. USC won the Pac. They won the Pac-12 last night.
And by winning that game, I think they put themselves back in the conversation to get in. If both Oklahoma and Wisconsin go down today, don't be surprised if USC might sneak in the back door as a four seed. Of course, then the conversation becomes USC, Ohio State, and Alabama.
What happens? Let's just throw out some doomsday scenarios today.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. Okay.
What if TCU beats Oklahoma? Okay.
Okay.
What if Miami beats Clemson?
Okay.
What if Georgia beats Auburn? And what if TCU beats Oklahoma? Who's your four playoff teams?
Okay. Well, let me come back to the ACC-SEC thing.
Okay.
It doesn't matter who beats who in those games.
No, they're in.
Two of those spots are coming from ACC-SEC, so that doesn't matter. Doomsday or not, two of those teams are going, period. End of conversation. The rest of it, if TCU beats Oklahoma, then that gives Oklahoma two losses. TCU has two losses. Those two losses would be to Oklahoma, who they just beat, and Iowa State. So TCU would be in the conversation with two losses and a conference champ. That would take Oklahoma out.
Okay. Who would you pick if it came down to the four slot and it came down between USC and TCU? Who would you pick?
I would take TCU because I think they played a tougher schedule. I think USC's playing really well. That's great. They lost a couple of games early, and they've done a really good job of circling the wagons and getting back on the train and getting their season the way it needed to go. But ultimately, when you look at schedules, TCU's schedule was tougher.
Mm. All right, here's another scenario for you. Say Georgia and Clemson win today. They're in, correct?
Right, right.
All right. What if Oklahoma and Wisconsin lose?
Okay.
And you got two slots, and you got TCU, Alabama, USC, Ohio State. Who's the two out of those four?
TCU, Alabama, Ohio State, and who?
USC.
USC.
So
okay.
You got all these teams will be conference champions except Alabama.
I think it depends, to your point, I think it depends on what the committee feels like they're going to value this week. This week, are they going to value conference championships? Or this week, are they going to value wins and losses? Because Alabama would be the only team with one loss, but they would be a conference champ. Those other teams you mentioned all would have two losses, but they'd all be conference champs. So I think it comes down to what does the committee value more, wins and losses or conference championships? I think it changes week to week.
It does. And their last, if you look at their writing on the wall, the writing on the wall is number 13. I think I read this right. Was conference championships, right? Wasn't that the 13th criteria?
Who knows? It changes, like I said.
And Dr. Spence has brought up a great point. When you start talking about the 1-4 game in the playoff is in the Rose Bowl. That's the Rose Bowl game. 2-3 is the Sugar Bowl game in New Orleans. If USC sitting there with two losses and in the playoff hunt, does the committee pick USC because of money as a playoff team?
Ultimately, the committee is responsible for mostly the well-being of college football, right? Because that's what they do. So that's the reason that Ohio State got in a couple of years ago, even though they won the national championship that year. They put Ohio State in over TCU because Ohio State was a bigger name and they would travel better. Granted, Ohio State made them look good and won a national championship, but they shouldn't have been in that playoff to begin with. So, to your point, if there's a Rose Bowl game, 1-4, USC could be the four seed with only two losses and a conference championship. You don't even have to travel.
No, you got a full stadium.
It's basically a home game.
Home game for USC playing probably Clemson in the Rose Bowl.
Are you asking me, do I think the committee would put a two-loss U.S. team in over two-loss TCU, two-loss Ohio State, and one-loss Alabama simply for the fact that money drives the bottom line. Is that what you're asking me?
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
See, because I think these final four, whatever they come up with tomorrow, these four teams, it's going to be based on where these matchups are going to be. It's going to be based on the Rose Bowl. Wisconsin's in there, undefeated. Wisconsin will either be number one or they'll be number four to get them in that Rose Bowl game because of the Big Ten historical tie-in. Okay? SEC has a historical tie-in with the Sugar Bowl. Okay, if Oklahoma wins and the SEC championship game winner wins, the SEC championship game winner will either be number two or number three in the final rankings to play in that Sugar Bowl because it's driven by money.
We have lost the ability to use some common sense when getting teams into a national championship game or a playoff. Ultimately, you've got two undefeated teams in the country, Central Florida, who doesn't play in a very good conference, and Wisconsin, who plays in a Power 5. You can debate Central Florida all day long till you turn blue in the face about whether or not they should be in, and you'll get a bunch of different opinions. However, with Wisconsin playing in a Power 5 and going undefeated, they should be number one in the country right now. They're the only undefeated team in the Power 5. Therefore, they should be number one in the country. Instead, they're hoping that their schedule is going to be strong enough playing in the Big Ten to get them into a playoff. How ridiculous is this argument?
It's crazy. I mean, these scenarios are out there, and that's what keeps, I guess, the excitement involved in college football. Eventually, this thing's going to go to an 18 playoff because it's got to evolve. I'm kind of hoping that just huge chaos comes in. So here's a question, Jason.
Okay.
If one of the top four loses today, all right, does Alabama get in?
I think it depends on who it is that loses. I mean, because you're going to have, again, ACC, SEC, they're in. Doesn't matter who wins or loses.
So Miami jumps into the playoff if they beat Clemson.
Yeah, and same with Georgia if they beat Auburn.
Okay.
So those are just interchangeable. Now, you're coming back again to the argument that we started with, which was Oklahoma, Wisconsin. So basically what you're asking me is if Oklahoma and or Wisconsin, or just and?
Just one. One of the two lose. Does Alabama have enough momentum out there, being the brand name, that they get in? Probably, if you're an Alabama fan, you need to be a huge TCU Horned Frog fan today, if you're an Alabama fan.
So you think a one-loss Alabama gets in over a two-loss TCU conference champ?
No, I don't personally, but I think that TCU's sitting there at number 11, Alabama's sitting at number 5. I don't know if a win over Oklahoma jumps them that high. I just don't know. I mean, you would think if TCU beat Oklahoma today, that would take Ohio State out of the mix if they were to happen to win, because Ohio State lost to Oklahoma.
See, the mistake that you're making is you're making the argument that TCU is 11th, and if they win, will it jump them high enough to get them into the top four? That's not really how this works. The top four is decided by a committee that says, these are the most four deserving teams this week if there were a college football playoff. Well, this week there is going to be a college football playoff based on those rankings. So it's not about, will this win jump them high enough? We're not dealing with computers anymore. We're dealing with people. And if the people in that committee decide that TCU is one of the four best teams in the country or has one of the four best resumes, whatever criteria they're going to go by this week, it doesn't matter if they're 11th or 25th. If they want them in there, they're going to have them in there. End of story.
Yeah, I mean, you've got the human element involved. They're sitting in there, and the criteria is constantly changing. Ohio State last year did not win a conference. Okay, they didn't make the conference title game, but they got in the playoff, and I can hear the Alabama folks now saying, well, we're sitting here at 11-1, right outside the top four. We deserve to be in if somebody stumbles. because you set the precedent last year, College Football Committee, by doing that for Ohio State. So I can already hear Nick Saban on the talk shows tomorrow.
Under the old system, the BCS, our national championship game would probably be Wisconsin-Central Florida. Is it better than, is what we're doing now better than that?
Well, the BCS did some crazy things too. I mean, I don't necessarily agree that the BCS would pick Central Florida just because they're undefeated. Probably Wisconsin, but I'm not sure that this committee would pick Central Florida.
Okay. If they didn't,
on the old BCS
they didn't, under the old BCS, would Central Florida be ranked in the top five?
Where are they ranked now? About 8th?
14th.
They're ranked 8th, and where are they ranked in the college football
playoff? 14th. In the college football playoff, 14th.
In the human polls, or where are they ranked?
I have no idea. I haven't looked at looked at the AP or the coaches poll.
Yeah, I think they're in the top 10 in the AP. I may be wrong, but...
So would the BCS, computers have UCF in the top 5?
No, because the computers only fed information from humans, and humans have internal biases when they feed information into a computer.
I'm making the argument that if the old BCS were in existence still, we would have a UCF-Wisconsin national championship game. That's where we would be, because remember... The old AAC, or the AAC now, is the old Big East. So that conference would still be in play as far as one of the Power 6 instead of the Power 5. And UCF, if they win today, will win the AAC, which was the old Big East. Therefore, UCF would be in, considering that they would play technically in a Power 6 conference in the old system, as well as Wisconsin. So we'd have Wisconsin, Central Florida, the only two undefeated teams in Major Division I football.
Boise was undefeated a few years ago and didn't get in the BCS.
There were two undefeated teams in front of them. There is not another undefeated team in front of Central Florida, except for Wisconsin.
Yeah.
But the point I'm trying to make, Kip, is that there's no one in their right mind that truly believes, as far as college football folks, that Wisconsin, or especially Central Florida, is better than Clemson, is better than Auburn, is better than Miami, is better than Georgia, is better than Alabama, is better than Oklahoma, is better than TCU. You see where I'm going with this?
In fact, in the top, 15 picks, the only team in the top 10 right now that I think UCF could beat is Wisconsin.
That's funny, because that's probably true.
I mean, that's the only team I think they could beat. I don't think they could beat any other team in the top 10 of the college football playoff. And again, that was the premise for my pick today for Wisconsin over Ohio State, that lack of respect. But I haven't seen the Badgers on TV one time this year. I haven't sat down and watched Wisconsin play a single ball game this year.
This segment brought to you by Port City Coconut Kev's, Georgia Sea Grill, and Brunswick Country Club. Port City Paint and Body off of Norwich has been there forever. They'll take good care of you guys. Any need that you have with your vehicle, cosmetic, or any kind of work, Bobby and his group, good folks over there.
Let's talk a little bit about these coaching changes in the SEC.
This is the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch from the Bishop Media Sports Network. Callers, I told you at the beginning of the show I would take your calls because Kip started off this show in fine fashion, automatically coming in here and spewing the
facts.
Ridiculousness that he
facts.
Normally comes in here spewing.
Facts.
So I told you I would rather talk to you than I would Kip Branch. 912-275-7017. I would still rather talk to you than Kip Branch. And typically I don't like taking calls, but that's the kind of day Kip Branch is having.
I mean, facts, brother. I'm dealing in facts today. I mean, SEC coaching changes. Tennessee cannot find a head football coach. That just baffles me. How many people have told Tennessee no? Like in my article I wrote for Southern Sports Edition yesterday, will that be an Aflac trivia question one day in a Tennessee broadcast? How many coaches turned Tennessee down in 2017?
They shot themselves in the foot with the Greg Schiano debacle, because basically what they've done is they have sent a message to that old athletic director anyway, sent a message to the rest of the coaching world that it's not really a place that's coach friendly. And so basically the coaching world was outraged with how they did Greg Schiano, and therefore nobody of any significance really wants to go there.
You're right. Philip Fulmer was 151-51 at Tennessee when they forced him out in 2009.
And they've never recovered.
They haven't.
At least during, you know, we were talking about this off the air, yeah. At least during his bad years.
They were going to bowl games.
They were 8-4, 7-5
right.
During his bad years. They went 0-8 in the SEC.
0-8.
You can't do any worse in the SEC than 0-8.
Tennessee's one of the big six programs in the SEC.
Yes, it is. Not right now, but yes, it is traditionally.
I mean, 13 SEC championships. Georgia can equal them today with a win over Auburn as second most all time in the SEC. Tennessee's a proud football program. Second winningest program in the history of the SEC, right behind Alabama. Championships, I mean, and they are just, they drove off the cliff. They are struggling right now.
Give me a percentage of what you think. How high is the percentage that Gus Malzahn is the Arkansas head coach as soon as next week?
If Auburn loses today, I think Arkansas has a press conference on Monday. I mean, I do. Gus is from Arkansas. His wife's from Arkansas. Got some family members back in Arkansas that are, you know, getting up in years. I think they want to go home.
The outro just randomly played. That's kind of the day.
It's been a tough day today.
Man.
I didn't mean to rattle you, man, coming here talking all these facts about how I drub you every week.
It's got nothing to do with you rattling me. I'm not in control of the computer.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show with Kip.
We've had a rough day today. Maybe Auburn will have that kind of day today.
Oh, man.
Branch.
Okay.
Stream the show on demand at SouthernSportsEdition.com. Look for the Jason Bishop Show next week right here and all across the Bishop Media Sports Network. Son, have her home early.
Yes, sir. Wow, your dad sure is protective.
That's right. Daddy loves me even more than you love your car, if that's possible.
Don't take your car to just anyone, because anybody can change your oil. But Express Lube and Car Wash will give your car the special treatment that it deserves.
Boy, I sure hope you treat me as well as you do your car.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, we all know Pristine Water for their unrivaled pool service here in the Golden Isles. But did you know that Pristine Water also will service your home or business with purified bottled water and pristine coffee? Yes, you heard me right. Pristine Water will deliver purified, chemical-free, highly oxygenated water and pristine Master Roast and other coffee favorites weekly. All condiments and supplies available, creamers, sugars, etc. Pristine Water, 912-264-9233, 166 Key Circle Drive. No more Monday morning quarterbacking. Now you can hear it straight from the coach's mouth. Every Wednesday night this season, head to Nat's Landing at 7:30 as the Knights head coach Brandon Derrick breaks down the week in Knights football. Now you've got it all. Every Wednesday evening this season, 7:30 live. Nat's Landing, Redfern Village, St. Simons, 638-7378, and let's go Knights!
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
The best private club value in the Southeast, Brunswick Country Club. 4 miles north of the St. Simons Causeway on Highway 17, an original 1938 Donald Ross design restored by Mark and Davis Love. The best year-round course conditions in the Golden Isles and now offering special membership packages. Contact Dan Hogan for more information or check out BrunswickCountryClub.com. BrunswickCountryClub.com.
All the best furniture brands. Magnolia Home by Joanna Gaines, Ashley Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in CBS Southeast News. Georgia.
I'm Bill Raycock.
There's been absolutely no collusion.